I remember vividly being in a workshop. I was 17, 18. And we were given a sheet of paper with a bunch of words on them. 64, to be very precise. All of the words were values or value words. Things like security or empathy or presence. Our task was to choose up to 5 of these. Then we're split into groups. And we're supposed to speak about those values and speak about the words we've chosen. I ended up in a group where there were people both older and younger than me. And I remember one of the people, a woman in her maybe 35 to 40s, she spoke about security, how security was important to her. The task in these groups was to say the value word is important to me. One time where that was showing was, and then tell a story. She was telling a story about security, and she told us about, she didn't want to take an entrepreneurial path in her life, in her career, because what would her husband say, and what would happen if she couldn't pay her mortgage? And even worse, not have food on the table for the children. And I remember afterwards we spoke about it, and I remember reacting quite heavily to this. As, again, 17, 18-year-old guy, I don't have any family, I don't have any engagements, I don't have anyone else to take care of in that sense. Security wasn't very important to me back then. And we spoke about it, and I realized that We all have values. That's fine. We're all different. But I also got a much better understanding of her while she was telling her story about why security was important to her specifically. I've taken many workshops since on values, and it's been an important framework for me to self-reflect and understand others. Hence, that's the topic for today. This is Caspian with a riff on values. I think values for me is, as I said, a framework of self-reflection and understanding others. Meaning, when we put two words, what is important to us, what is a priority in our lives at the moment, when we verbalize those things and say, this is important for me, this is how I've shown it with my behavior, it becomes hard to hide anything at all. It becomes hard to hide behind false stories or false interpretations of stories. It also becomes very hard not to understand someone else's perspective. As I said, the woman in her late 30s, I mean, as a 17-year-old kid, I could understand her. I could understand where she was coming from because she told me about her family, about her husband. For me, it was very foreign to not want to go for it if I had an idea, to not try it out, at least, to take the risk. And I'm a quite risk-averse person in general, but in these situations, I tend to at least try. But it was very, very easy for me to understand how it was hard for her. Hard for her to even imagine life as an entrepreneur. Easy for me to understand how the consequences, if things would go wrong. Just slightly. It would impact our family. What values have done for me over the years is realize that my priorities change and other people's priorities change over time. Because values do. They change over time. Just the last year, I've reacquainted myself with one of my longest held values and one of my values that I consciously have chosen, which is discipline or grit or perseverance, whatever you want to call it. In terms of saying, every single day, I'm going to practice this value in one way or another. Be that publishing a podcast every single week or exercising every single day, closing my rings on my Apple Watch every single day. Doesn't matter. I'm going to do something. I'm going to shape my life in a disciplined way. That's a conscious decision. But it wasn't for quite some time. And that's okay too. But it's something that I want to have. And with the framework of values, I could easily put that into words and say, okay, when I practice discipline diligently and in a disciplined way, I felt a lot better. My life was a lot better. My body was doing better. My mental health was doing better. I slept better. Most things in my life have been better than disciplined. So I choose discipline. I choose to be disciplined every single day. Now again, that changes. That might not stick with me for the rest of my life. But it gives me a way of talking about it. And it gives me a way of verbalizing and telling myself the story that I want to tell myself. Both to myself and to others. I've also come to realize with this framework that no values are. As I said, I had a very hard time relating to a woman twice my age. When we tell each other stories about ourselves, when we explain, and when we humanize ourselves, that makes it a lot easier for others as well to understand us. And yes, her and I, we had different values. None other more valuable or better in any sense. It's not always better to be risk-taking or entrepreneurial. It isn't. We value it as a society in many cases, but we also put a strong emphasis on security. Hence, we need to remember that with this framework, for myself and for you, when you self-reflect on your values, remember, this has been very important to me, that's why I'm saying it. Remember that people have values for a reason, right? Either they've chosen them or they have a history that has premiered these values in some shape or form, or even created the values. And that's them. That's fine. That's been hard for me to accept many times. Hence, I feel the need to say it. The reason to why I'm speaking about values is that it's, as I said, it's been an important framework for me in self-reflecting, but also seeing it be very helpful to others. I recently retook course in facilitating some exercises and a workshop in values. So if you want to, you can reach out to me and talk about it, and I can explain the process more in depth. Very, very quickly, you get to rank your values in an algorithm. And then we do a couple of exercises based on your top chosen values. So the values that you rank the highest, what they mean to you, and how you can work with them, and how you can understand yourself better. You can do that with me, or you can go to value.co. I'll put the link in comments or the description as well. For me, this is one of the few frameworks that I've been working with more or less for 8 years. It's one of the ones that I've stuck longest because it is very open. It is very much up to you what you do with these values and with the exercises around values. Because you can choose to practice a value that you might not rank very high in a ranking, or that you might not think is important to you. You can practice that. And you can make a conscious decision. But you can also understand what drives you on a deeper level. Realizing that something is very important to you that you haven't noticed lately at all. That's it for this time. I, again, hope you found this useful. And if you're interested in values, in ranking your values, or just talking about it, please do reach out. I'd be very happy to facilitate and to talk. Until next time, take care.